You know, sometimes my brain works in the weirdest of ways because, I mean, when it comes to music, I just can't. I have these random thoughts that what would it sound like if a certain person covered that? Or if they did it originally before the original artist actually did it. You know, it's a crazy thought I just had, and I cannot sleep on this. I just cannot. And I just have to get it out of my system before I just go insane. And I know you people have those kind of moments. I mean, come on, if you really listen to music and you would think of something like, okay, what would it sound like if this artist did that certain song first, or if that person covered it? Okay, so this occurred the other day when I was listening to Defying Gravity from Wicked. And I just cannot help. Oh my goodness. If you put like a rock spin to it, it would either sound like Styx or Queen. And I just had this weirdest thought that, okay, so if Wicked didn't exist, but that song did, and if Styx did it, what would it sound like? And I just thought of it in my head, and I thought of Dennis DeYoung singing this. And I thought, holy shit. Because it would sound like this. I'm gonna see if I could try to do a Dennis DeYoung impression, and it's gonna sound crappy. Okay. Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. Something, the rules that I don't know if he'll sing it like that, but I know he can. I don't know, or maybe a little lower than that. Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. Sorry, my voice is not. I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game. Now, picture Dennis DeYoung singing that. Picture Styx doing it. Okay, you still don't get that imagery? Okay. Too late for second guessing. Too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts. Close my eyes and leave. It's time to try defying gravity. Okay, now you get the gist. Yeah, but picture Styx doing that song and Dennis DeYoung doing the lead vocals. Oh my god, it would be so epic. But it would be funny though, because it was just a thought that occurred to me. And then I pictured, oh my god, I pictured Styx doing another Idina Menzel song. It was Let It Go from Frozen. Oh gosh, oh gosh. And this is what happens when you don't get enough sleep, or when you've drunk too much Pepsi Max. And then here's another thought that just came to me about a few minutes ago, and I was thinking about it so hard. I was thinking about Billy Joel doing Fuck You by CeeLo. I broke out in the most ridiculous laughing fit ever. Because, I mean, just picture it though. Picture Billy Joel doing that song and actually dropping the F-bomb. Well, he dropped an F-bomb, F-bong. He dropped an F-bomb in one of his songs called Laura, and it was from the Nylon Curtain. But anyway, no, I was just thinking of Billy Joel singing that song, and if it would have appeared on one of his albums, let's say that one when he was paying an homage to the 1950s and the 1960s, An Innocent Man. There you go, that album, An Innocent Man. Now picture it. Now picture it with me. Now, what if Billy Joel did Fuck You first before CeeLo? And I'm sorry. But anyway, picture it now. Just imagine him singing those words. I see you driving around town with a girl I love, and I'm like, fuck you. Just imagine that. I mean, it's got the perfect sound for the topic of the album, The Innocent Man, because you got like an homage to 1950s, 1960s, you know, like the Motown groups and the doo-wops and everything else. But no, it's just like, it just, I can't imitate Billy Joel. One, because I'm a girl, duh. Well, what the hell? I just imitated Dennis DeYoung about minutes ago singing Defying Gravity. But anyway, no, Billy Joel's voice is really hard to imitate. Then I had another one. Oh, another one. Holy shit. I thought about this so much. And that was another random thought, but it occurred to me about, oh, let's see, 3 or 4 years ago. And this was when I first bought the CD, the solo album. Oh, you know Chris Squire, right? The bass player from Yes, and I bought his solo album called Fish Out of Water. I thought I was listening to the whole thing, and then by the time I got to the last song and it finished, I thought, now think of Chris Squire doing Kiss from a Rose by Seal. I mean, it's got the perfect, the orchestration and the bass line. It's just, right now I'm picturing Chris Squire doing that song. There used to be a graying tower alone on the sea. You became the light on the dark side of me. I can't sing like him, but no, I can't sing like Chris Squire. What the hell? But anyway, just I just thought of it now, and fuck, it would be so awesome. It might be me fangirling a bit, but no, it would be awesome if Chris Squire would have like covered that song, or he would have done it first. But no, that's not how it goes. Now, is it? No. But no, Seal, I love that song by Seal, Kiss from a Rose. Ever since I first saw that in Batman Forever. Okay? Okay. So, I know it's another one of my Pepsi Max fueled rambles, but I mean, just think about it though. Think about it. Okay, and you can discuss it in the comments if you want, and it's just like, just think of it like, I mean, what song would make you think, oh, that would have sound like something such and such would do, or you know, so and so should cover that song because that's more of his or her or their style. So yeah. That would be really awesome if y'all could just get into the discussion of it and Just have fun with it, you know? Yeah, so I am done with my early morning Pepsi-fueled rambling now. So, just a funny thought I wanted to share. I hope you tolerated that. Throughout all the really bad singer impersonations and the silly random giggle fits. Yeah. So, bye.